Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show on blogtalkradio.com/Million Dollar Idea Network. My name is Charlie Childs Jr. and it's my job to give you one thing to think about, changing to the positive something in your spirit, your soul, and your body. And we talk about what we always talk about here, and that's getting you across the finish line, getting you to the top of the mountain so you can see the Lord has brought you through and in that process, pull someone, mentor someone, talk to someone about doing the very same thing. That's critical today. And today is March 24th, 2015. This is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. It's blue skies out. And if it's cloudy where you're at right now, the sun is just behind the clouds and ready to break through at any moment. I want to welcome to today's show. Today we're going to be talking about the total you. What is the total you? That's something that we need to have a conversation about because a lot of people don't have a conversation about the total you. They want you to get fit. They want you to lose weight. They want you to improve your mind. But what are they talking about improving your spirit? Again, you're listening to blogtalkradio.com/the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Listen to my daddy on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
What are you afraid of? Don't you know what you
show, the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show here. We're talking about what we always talk about here, and today we're talking about the total you. What is the total you? You've heard that phrase before. The total you is your healthy body going forward without blemish, without being overweight, without whatever. But what is the total you? When we say total you, we're talking about total prosperity. The total you is that spirit, that soul slash your mind and your body. Those are three parts of you that make up the total being. And it's critical that we understand that we are a three-part being, not just one part, because if we just function in the flesh, then we'll get the results of the flesh. If we function in just our mind, that means we function in our mind. If we just function in our spirit, that means you're no earthly help if you just function in the spirit. So you have to have that balance, first of all. First of all, I want to take a look at each component, and we're going to talk about it, and then we're going to talk about how it affects you by when you govern it, when you don't govern it, and then when you let it do what it does, whatever, in its whole course and purpose. We're going to talk about the past, the present, and the future you. All those are going on at the same time, and they also influence each one of your components of your being. And it's important that you understand that. No one's teaching today, or too few people teaching today, that you are a triune being. You are made in the image of God. Accept that. You are made in the image of God. It's critical in the respect that you understand and receive that. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the sky, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on earth. God created man in his own image, in the image of God. He created him male and female. He created them. So, you are made in the image of God. So you must understand, you must function in the capacity that you're in. You must be governor. You must be lord over your life in that process. Reign as a king in your life. But first you have to understand who you are. You have to understand that you're in the image of God, so that means you have to emulate, act like your Heavenly Father. So it doesn't matter where you're at right now. It doesn't matter what you're doing right now. It doesn't matter what mistakes you've made. It's what you're going to do the next day. Because you have distinct forms that reside in your being. Now, this sets us apart from animals and everything else, because you have a spirit that connects to the Holy Spirit, and you have a soul slash mind, which is your emotions, your intellect, your wit, all those things that are wrapped up in your soul. Now, what's critical to understand is that which things go forward in time. What is the future you? The future you includes your spirit and your soul. Your body will age over time, and understand that once your body ceases, and it will, and it's something that all of us have to go through, and it's a process to understand that, but your spirit and soul will go on. Now, when I say your soul, that's your heart, your conscience, your mind, your emotions, that make up the whole personality. And the Bible does make it clear that the soul and the spirit are the primary immaterial aspects of humanity, while the body is the physical container that holds them on this earth. So, understand this, that you are made in the image of God. So when you're made in the image of God, you have to act the position that you're in. You're a son or daughter of God. How would God react in your situation? If you didn't emulate your Heavenly Father, you're supposed to speak things into being. That means whatever's going on in your life, you must speak to the issue. If it's fear, speak to fear. If it's poverty, if it's lack, speak to that. If it's trust or lack thereof trust or lack thereof faith, speak to the issue. You can speak and formulate it in your mouth because that's how we were created. We were created by the word, the breath. Let's understand that you, because you create an image, can do the very same things in respect to your own life. You can reign as a king in your life. Now, what we're going to talk about now is, you know, the spirit, soul, and the body, but also there's the past you, the present you, and their future you. When I say you, we're talking about all three components, the spirit, the soul, and the body. Now, the past you is made up of all those things you've done, failed to do, mistakes, victories. All those are the past you, and they influence the present you. Now, when I say influence, you can allow what to influence you in the present right now. So if you're in a situation where you were abused in the past, you can make up in your mind whether that you allow that to influence your decisions on the present you and the future you. If you have unforgiveness, you fail to forgive somebody in the past, that's going to affect the present you and the future you. Now, we're always talking about the past. The past is the past. The past cannot be changed. Where you're at right now, just a second ago, cannot be changed. Just where we're at now, 2 seconds ago, cannot be changed. But what can you change is your thought process in terms of how you are present and going into the future. If you're not where you're at right now, create your own plan to get you where you want to be. But understand, one or two things is going to happen. Well, one thing is going to happen all the time. You will go forward in time, and there's no way to stop it. And so once you understand that you're going forward in time, you're going to need to do one or two things. You're either going to go with the flow and be intentional about where you're going, or get flowed, go in the flow and get flowed into a situation or a place where you don't want to be. That's why we're talking about being intentional all the time. The past you, the present you, and the future you. Now, we're going to take a moment to talk about the present you, where you're at right now. Ask yourself the question, are you where you want to be right now? Now, mind you, understand that all the decisions you've made, all the actions that took place in your life, help get you where you're at right now. So, doesn't it make sense if you're not satisfied for where you're at right now? If you're not happy where you're at right now, you're not receiving joy where you're at right now, that your future decisions can decide the future you. That's incredible. You now have the power to change right now. Now you have the power to turn around right now. We're going to take a brief break. We're talking about what we always talk about. Right now we're talking about the total you, the spirit, the soul, and the body, the healthy whole you, the balanced whole you here today on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
Thank you. you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirts together, gonna polish up our ass. Well, and if you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network radio show. We covered a lot of information in the first 15 minutes, so we can do a quick review so that everyone is caught up and looking at what we're looking at right now. We're talking about the total you. What is the total you? The total you is the spirit, the soul, and the body. You are made in God's image. Being that you're made in God's image, that means you need to act appropriately because you're made in His image and need to represent. We're talking about the past you, the present you, and the future you. The past you does have a great influence on your present you, but you have to decide what influence it has on you. We talked about the present you. The present you is where you're at right now, whether you're happy where you're at right now or not happy where you're at right now. And once you come to those decisions, then you have to make a choice. Where do you want the future you to be? That's the power you can reign in right now. You can reign in the present you and the future you. But understand this. You will be progressing in one of two directions. One that's more positive or one that's more negative. And that will affect what? A couple different things. That will affect your quality of life. What is your quality of life? That's your everyday that you get up that you don't have any stress in your spirit, no stress in your soul slash your mind, or stress in your body based on the past actions you've taken. Now, everyone has circumstances and crazy things that happen in their lives, but the thing is how are you going to let those circumstances affect you? Are you going to conform to the circumstances given to you, or will you make those circumstances conform to your will, your personality, your thought process, and move forward in it? Now, we're going to take a minute and talk about the past you. Again, that's in the past. What have you done? It's gone. Whatever you failed to do, it's gone. But you can't let those thoughts and those fears influence the present you. Why some people are jerks? Why some people make dumb decisions? Because they're letting the past them influence the current them or present them, where they should allow the future them govern what they do in the present. If you're not happy with your relationship, or you messed up a relationship, don't make the same mistake. Don't let the mistake that you made in the past do the same thing mistake in the future. Be proactive. God is not going to take the first step. God's job is to do the supernatural. Your job is to do what you can do all in the natural right now. Now, it's important to understand this, is that your past you does influence your present you. If you have scars of the past, you have to get the healing that's necessary in order to go forward. And that's a whole other program. Healing is important for you to go forward. Because if you can't heal, you get stuck. It's just like having a sore on your body, a cut on your body. Anyone that's ever had a scratch, and I know some people have had some scratches, some big scratches, some small scratches. But you understand this, that over a period of time, your body heals. That's the same thing with your spirit. That's the same thing with your soul slash your mind. And that's, of course, the same thing with your body. But you understand that you can be bruised in those areas. So you have to be intentional about the health of those areas, because that's very, very important for your quality of life. Your quality of life is having your whole spirit, having your whole mind slash your soul and your whole body. That's why on Fridays we say Victory Friday. Because you've gotten through the whole week with your whole spirit, your whole mind, and whole body. Just think about it. There's actually people that are not getting through the week with all those items, all those things, their whole self. Now, understand this, that if you're not a whole, if you're not acting as a whole being, that you're going to have some challenges, some trials, and some tribulations because the total you is not there. The complete you is not there. Again, the complete you is the spirit, soul, and your body. So if you're acting more in one part than the other, you need to question yourself, step back, and ask yourself, what do you need to get the balance that you need in your life for those three things? Because if you're all about the body, that means you're all about the lust, you're all about the food, you're all about things and stuff and all that kind of things. And you can't live like that because your mind will start telling you, well, life is more than just stuff. It's more than the houses, it's more than the cars, because when you come to your house at night, is it a home or is it just a place where you live? And we all know we all want homes, we all want families, we all want friends, but all that is dependent upon you loving yourself first. So in order to be the complete you, you have to understand that, one, you're made in the image of God. Two, because you're made in the image of God, you need to act as such. So you can't be the jerk, the person that has to be the I'm trying to keep it clean here, the individual that is not doing the right thing.
The perpetrator.
The
instigator.
The potster, the criminal. You know,
the person eggs things on.
All those things are what you can turn away from right now.
Yeah.
And again, your past does not make what your future will become. You decide what your future is. You have the ability to reign as a king or a queen in your life going in your future. Again, people have made mistakes. People have pains. People have scars. But you can't let those govern what your future is, because your future is bright. Anyone that's living and breathing right now has a future that's bright. It doesn't matter where you're at. It doesn't matter where if you're walking outside and don't have a place to stay, or you're walking outside and don't have any shoes. Your future is bright because you're alive, because several other people did not get up with you this morning. I can guarantee that. And so the question is, what are you going to do? What decisions are you going to make to ensure that your future is brighter, that your future is positive? Because if you maintain, you're actually falling behind. Because as you know, things get older, things get further in time, so you cannot just maintain. So people say, I'm maintaining. You're really not maintaining. You're actually slowly falling behind. Because just like if you make the same amount of money that you did 5 years ago, price of living's gone up. And so you're not doing the same things you were doing 5 years ago if you have the same kind of money or making the same kind of money 5 years ago. So that means you have to increase your income every year, one, because the price of living goes up. That's an interesting phrase, the price of living. The price. What is the price? What is the price for living? What is the price that you're willing to pay to know that you're a whole person, because you're a whole person and you love yourself, that you can love others? And what's the price you're willing to pay to get there? That's interesting. Are you willing to give up everything right now for the future you? We would take a brief break on that. Again, you listen to the $1 Million Idea Network radio show here. Today is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. We're talking about the total you. And the total you is critical, because the whole you is the only you that you have. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Million Dollar Idea Network Radio Show on blogtalkradio.com/Million Dollar Idea Network. Also coming up tomorrow, we will not be on the air Wednesday and Thursday. We're moving some equipment into the office, and it has to be tested for us to have a great show. So we'll be off the air on Wednesday and Thursday, and we'll be back on Friday for Victory Friday. Also, listen to the best of shows that we have, and if you need to review some of these shows here, feel free to do so. I'll probably have some best of stuff on those days, but also this network again will be off the air with our live show both Wednesday and Thursday. So want everyone to understand that. We'll put that out in our networks. Our networks are not fully up, but that'll be up over the next couple of days. And also we'll be announcing some projects we'll be going forward with also for the Million Dollar Idea Network. Also, we're going to have a huge announcement for the Million Dollar Network a week from Friday. Very excited about that. It's something that you want to be on and be a part of, and you can be on and be a part of. Just contact us here at Million Dollar Idea Network. You can go to our website, www.milliondollarideanetwork.com. There you can see and keep up with the calendar and see what we're doing next. And also with our show schedule. Our show schedule is going to be always on the calendar on our website. Coming up, we have some things like a new relationships that we have and different networks and organizations going out. We'll be announcing those soon also. So very excited about that. I also want to just thank everyone for being on the show today and listening. Our numbers are great and fantastic and wonderful, so our sponsors love that. And so I just want to say thank you for being in there, hanging in there with us, and getting that information you need to be that positive person, make that positive change in your life. Again, you listen to the Million Dollar Idea Network, and it's my job to give you one thing to think about, change to the positive, something in your spirit, your soul, and your body. And now we're at the bottom of the hour, and we're talking about what we always talk about here. Today we're talking about the total you. What is the total you? The total you is that spirit, the soul, and the body, all comprised of you, the one. The one, yes, the one. You're the one. You're the unique one. You're the person that's uniquely endowed to complete the job that you've been challenged, the task you've been challenged with, the mission you've been challenged with, the vision you're supposed to complete, the destiny you're supposed to fulfill that only you can. Now, we're talking about the health of those things. We're talking about the health of your spirit, the health of your mind, the health of your body. You all understand that you have to exercise. Exercise should be a part of your way of life. When I say exercise, I don't mean like jumping out of bed and running 5-10 miles. Some people do that. You know, I may do that on occasion. But people that don't do that, they need to do something on a regular basis to exercise your muscles. Exercise your muscles. When I say exercise your muscles, that means you're going for a walk longer than a half a mile. You are doing something muscular, lifting something more than 30 minutes. All this little things you can do on a daily basis to make sure you ensure your health. Your cardio, your muscular, but also at the same time, you have to exercise your mind and your spirit. So how do you exercise your mind? Well, there's several ways you can do it. You can learn a new thing. You can learn a new language. You can play strategic games. You can play video games. You know, video games actually increase your comprehension and coordination between your mind and your body. Also, your problem resolution skills and your problem-solving mechanisms that you have are all developed in playing a video game. And I don't mean playing video games like 24 hours out of the day, but, you know, playing a video game can be healthy for you. Also can be a stress reliever because stress is one of the components that actually destroys the body. And stress is internal and stress is external. What you want to do is eliminate both. How you eliminate stress in your body, which is healthy. Eliminating stress in your body can be done of one of two ways. One is that you are confident in the mission, the destiny that you're supposed to fulfill. Once you understand that, it's just going through the process to get where you go through. What also helps is that you have a set pattern that you do things. You have a schedule. You get up at the same time. You go to bed at the same time. That allows you to get consistent rest. More rest reduces stress. Less rest increases stress. Now, your mind, same thing with your mind. If you don't get rest, your mind can't think clearly. If you don't eat, your mind can't think clearly. If you're emotional, such as lonely or tired, your mind cannot think clearly because your mind has to base its decisions on the information that it's given. But if it's given a cloud to look through, it will not serve you well. Your spirit, we talked about that in developing habits last week. You need to meditate on the Word, pray, and commune with other people that meditate and pray on the Word. That means go to church. That is critical in your spiritual development. But understand also that you can have spiritual challenges because there are different spirits out there. There's a spirit of fear, the spirit of hate, you know, the spirit of lust, the spirit, all these spirits can and will attach themselves to your spirit if you allow it. So, the decision is yours. You need to reign as a king in life. Understand that you are a total package. You are the one that's made in God's image. Always remember that and base your decisions on that. Understand that you have to represent because you're someone's image. Everyone knows that, you know, we had a father, mother, grandfather, uncle. Everyone knows that they say that you look just like, and everybody knows who they're talking about. Well, I'm saying you look just like God's image. So you have to act accordingly. And understand it doesn't matter what's happened in your past. It's what you're going to do now and what you're about to do in the future. And you can decide to reign right now. Again, you listen to the Million Dollar Idea Network here. Today is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. And it's time to make that change right now.
Listen to my daddy on the Million Dollar Idea Network.
What do you do with the past? You bring the best of the past forward and leave the junk behind. Leave the junk behind. Leave the pain. Leave the scars. Leave the soul ties. Leave all that stuff behind because you want to be intentional about your future. You have a great future. Understand that. You have a great future. You're made in the image of God, and you have to understand that the total you is the total image of God. So you have to act appropriately. You have to be the part, be the person that you've been, whose image you're made in. That's important because we want you to have the bright future. Now, again, we talked about before is that by increasing your positive habits and reducing the bad ones and limiting them, we'll get them closer to your goal, closer to your destiny, closer to the purpose that you're supposed to have in life and working it. Again, if you don't know what that is right now, start by asking yourself three questions. One, what comes to you easier than other people? Second, what would you do and do it for free? And three, how can you give back to the community? That's how you can find your purpose, your mission, or one of the methods. Those three questions is a great start to get you in that direction if it doesn't completely answer that question for you. The other one is that you've been in a situation, you've been in a place that you have observed or something's happened to you where you have a unique and life-changing view on and you need to express it. whether it's a problem that needs resolved in the physical, a problem needs resolved in the mental, or a problem needs resolved in the spiritual. Something's been impressed upon you that you've noticed that problem, that challenge. Something's been impressed upon you that you may have a solution or a resolution to that problem, to that challenge. And then it gets pressed upon you that you need to do something about it. Take those two things that we just talked about, those three questions and this right here, and you will be very close to the purpose you're supposed to have in life. And if not, again, you need to reflect on it, pray on it, and then understand that it will be revealed to you sooner or later, the purpose that you're supposed to have. But once you have it, you have it, and there's no one that can take it away from you. Again, we're talking about what we always talk about here today, that's getting you across the finish line, getting you to the top of the mountain. Because there's a room enough for everyone at the top. Room enough for everyone at the top. But you have to decide to be there. When I say decide to be there, you're not going to be able to do what everyone else is doing. That's why we play Your Own Thing by Heavy D and the Boys. You're no longer part of the 95ers. 95ers do not know where they're going in life. 95ers have all the bad habits. The 95ers are feeding their mind and spirit junk. Junk in, junk out. If you don't want junk out, you got to put the good stuff in. And when you put the good stuff in, it not only affects you, it affects those around you. It affects your children. It affects your grandchildren. It's your legacy. Right now you're making a decision about your legacy. What will you leave behind? What is the mark that cannot be erased? Or will you put your hand in a bucket of water and when you pull your hand out, the water is not changed at all? Is that what you want to do? Are you that person that's bringing along the negative to the forefront, to the future, to the present, because they feel everyone should feel negative? You're wrong. And you know you're wrong. Because your spirit tells you wrong. Your mind is telling you wrong. And then when those two things start telling you wrong, then it starts starting to feel wrong in your body. And that's how it works. And that's how you're supposed to teach your children. Because if your children think it's just a physical thing, then they're going to act just like a physical thing. But if they know they're made in the image of God, and you treat them as such, then your legacy will be passed on. But if you don't have your act together, get your act together. Bring the best of the past forward. Leave the junk behind. Be intentional about what you feed your spirit, your soul, and your body. And you will have the victory. It may not come now. It can. It may not come tomorrow. But it can. But the point is that you have to be ready for it. And the only way you're ready for it is by being intentional about those things. We're going to take a brief break. We'll be right back for our final commentary. For today is the day the Lord has made. Rejoice and be glad in it. Again, you can talk to us on our website, MillionDollarIdeaNetwork.com. Also coming up, we'll be talking about the next level for you in business and in life and in family. We'll be talking about that next week. Also next week, we'll be talking about what's going on with the Neighborhood Consultant and also the Neighborhood Gallery Tour, which is the hottest thing out there right now. We'll take a brief break right after this. Welcome back to the show, and our final commentary for today about the total you is to dream. Dream about the total you. Dream about where you want to be. Dream. Talk about your dreams. Write your dreams down, because in your dreams you may find the answer. In the dreams you may find the result. In your dreams you may find the rest that you may have, that you may need. In your dreams. I always tell people, you know, when you go to sleep at night, after you, you know, set the mood for sleeping, played your soft music, your body's been calmed down, your mind's been calmed down, your spirit's calmed down, then you can get some good rest. Place a pad, notepad, next to your, on your bedstand, night bedstand, bedstand, or a night table, however you want to call it. But also, place a pad and pencil there, because you will dream, and you dream all the time. You just may not remember all of them. Well, there'll be that one dream that in particular will come to you, and I want you to write that down. Write it down. Because the thing about dreams is this. You wake up, you remember it, but then you start forgetting it. So it's important for you, if you're awakened out of a dream, write it down. There's a particular reason you're awakened out of that dream. So you need to remember it and write that information down that you received. Also, about dreams, dream the big dream. Have the big goal. Don't conquer the hill. Conquer Mount Everest. Have the big dream. The big dream is a big dream and will stretch you. If you know you can walk across the street, everybody knows you can walk across the street. But if you want to walk across the United States, hey, that's something else. If you want to walk up to Mount Everest, to the top, that's something else. If you want to reach for the stars and you just hit the moon, that's pretty good. But dream the big dream. Don't dream small stuff. Because when you dream small stuff or you do small stuff in your dream, that's where you end up, small stuff. So, dream the big dream. Dream the big stuff. Dream the impossible dream, because impossible dream is not so impossible if you're supposed to do it. Again, remember this. God loves you. I love you. The best is yet to come. Be intentional about your life. Cheers. Copyright 2015. Be blessed now in favor. See you in 48. Programming note, remember that we will have a program for Wednesday or Thursday. We'll be back on Friday.